In our last presentation, which we titled The Millennium, we emphasized that prophecy is designed to be understood and that it's through prophecy that the final revival of God's people will be brought about, that final revival being our greatest need. We looked at that the clasping of hands in the spirit of prophecy is identifying the Sunday law. And we looked both in the spirit of prophecy and the Bible that there's a sequence illustrated that after the Sunday law, then the marvelous working of Satan begins. We looked at the passages where in the past I had presented that we should look for a Sunday law before January 1st, year 2000, and I had put too much emphasis on the common understanding of the millennium that's in the world today, although we will find that it is fairly accurate according to how Catholicism is understanding the millennium to take place. You have to factor into that that the prophecies that are coming to Catholicism are not 100%. In fact, even in the ones that exist today, you can find contradictions, you know, abundantly find contradictions. But nevertheless, when you analyze why these prophecies are taking place from the point of view that they are being given to Catholicism in order to prepare Catholicism to receive the false Christ, then they have a greater significance. And in this study titled The Antichrist, we need to look at the Antichrist in a general sense and then in a more specific sense. And in your notes, there's a warning for us that we start this study with from Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 949. And I'm not sure that the numbers on your notes correspond with mine, but I'm on page 7. Okay. It says, those who become confused in their understanding of the word, who fail to see the meaning of Antichrist, will surely place themselves on the side of Antichrist. So, understanding correctly the Antichrist is an important subject in Bible prophecy. You will find in much of Catholic prophecy, and unfortunately most of the Protestant world and some of Adventism has accepted the Catholic prophetic techniques to look at prophecy, you will find that they identify a man at the end of the world that will be the Antichrist. This comes from what is known as the futurist